Good morning. Welcome to the Public Safety Committee of the Board of Supervisors. I am Ross Mercurimi, Chair of the Public Safety Committee. Joining us is Supervisor Malia Cohen, and Supervisor David Campos will be joining us shortly. Thank you to SFGTV for their ongoing excellence. Madam Clerk, good morning. Would you please read the first item?
Good morning. Item 1, ordinance amending the San Francisco Police Code, Section 1215.2, to modify the requirements for the Chief of Police to refer applications for commercial parking permits to the Municipal Transportation Agency for review of traffic impacts.
Okay, very good. I see that MTA, if we have a representative from the MTA here on this, please step forward. Bye-bye. Thank you. You might want to go to that microphone.
Good morning, Supervisors. Ricardo Olea with the San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency. I'm the city traffic engineer. This is a technical amendment to the police code with regards to parking lot and commercial parking garage permits. As part of legislation passed by the Board of Supervisors last year, these permits were transferred over to the police department. And our agency started receiving these permits earlier this year in January. We received a large volume of permits, and in discussions with the police department, we've agreed to this amendment that would make the transfer of permits for MTA review optional based on chief of police or police department recommendation. So I think this is a way of making this process more streamlined for the applicants, more streamlined also for city staff, It's one we've also worked with the city attorney's office on making this ordinance.
Okay. All right. Is there any other revision on the cost of the transference of making it more streamlined, or did that remain unchanged?
That would be unchanged. Our agency was actually not part of the permit fee process, so we were not charging a fee, or we were not receiving part of the fee. We were actually reviewing it as part of our MTA costs. So there should be no cost either in the fee or to the police department. There will be reduced costs in terms of staff time to MTA. Right now, some of this permit review was diverting some of our resources from other more important work.
And do you know what the population is of the permits that are actually being applied or have been given out right now?
I don't have that information in terms of the number of permits. Or?
Yes.
I know that at least from what I've seen as it's come to my office, it's been over 500 this year so far. So it's voluminous. Some of that maybe because the police department is processing renewals and new requests, but it's a large volume of paperwork, and we weren't able to basically review all these permits and did not feel that it was necessary for us to review them.
All right, very good. Any further discussion? All right. Thank you very much. Any public comment on this? Seeing none, public comment is closed. Take a motion for moving this forward with recommendation. All right. Very good. So moved. Madam Clerk, item number 2, please.
Item 2, resolution approving a memorandum of understanding with the cities of Oakland and San Jose and the counties of Alameda, Contra Costa, Marin, Monterey, San Mateo, Santa Clara, and Sonoma that provides governance structures and procedures for application, allocation, and distribution of federal urban area security initiative grant funds to the Bay Area urban area as well as for other federal grant funds to the Bay Area urban area as permitted under the MOU, and continue San Francisco as the primary grantee and fiscal agent for UASI grant funds to the Bay Area urban area, as well as for other federal grant funds to the Bay Area urban area as permitted under the MOU.
Emergency Management, welcome.
Good morning, Supervisors. I'm Mee Alden with the Department of Emergency Management. The item before you today is the 2011 Memorandum of Understanding for the Bay Area Urban Area Security Initiative, or the UWASI. As you know, this is the regional organization that distributes federal homeland security grant funding throughout the Bay Area. It's chaired by San Francisco, chaired specifically by my boss, Ann Cronenberg, who's the Director of Department of Emergency Management. And then San Francisco is also the fiscal agent for this regional organization. The UWASI Posse was formed in 2006, and the Board of Supervisors approved the original MOU for this organization in 2006 and the one after that in 2007. This is the third MOU for 2011 that we're seeking your approval for today. There are a couple changes that I will highlight for you that are significant in, compared to the previous MOU. The main one is that we have determined as a body at the Bay Area UWASI that it's time to expand our membership because this is such a strong regional organization and we rely so much on many of our other regional partners in the Bay Area. And so we're expanding the membership of the approval authority. That's like the board of directors for this body. We're adding five new members to the approval authority, and that's the counties of Contra Costa, San Mateo, Marin, Monterey, and Sonoma. This MOU has a couple other changes. It extends the term of the UWASI for two more years through December of 2013. It directs the UWASI to create bylaws for the first time. We've never had those before, and it's time. And we have actually written them, and they're ready to go, but they are now codified that we have those in this MOU. The MOU also strengthens the role of the fiscal agent, which San Francisco, it just provides more detail on how our partners in other cities and counties are supposed to meet their financial obligations to help the whole process run smoothly. It lays out details for the first time about how you hire and fire a general manager and the staff that work for them. There is a staff of employees from San Francisco, Oakland, Santa Clara, San Jose, and some other cities that manages grant funding. And it also established procedures for withdrawing from UWASI and even terminating the organization, which we don't anticipate doing, but there should be a procedure, and we finally put that in place. This MOU was developed collaboratively with all of the members over the course of many, many months. It took about 9 months of San Francisco working with our partners in Oakland and San Jose and the other counties around the Bay Area, and we finally approved this MOU. I think in my memo to you I said September. It was actually August that this was finally approved, and we look forward to the Board of Supervisors approving this today here at committee. The MOU takes effect December 1st, and we're hoping to get this through committee and through the full board with your approval before it takes effect December 1st. And I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Give us an example of what the approval authority, the kind of decisions, other than the interpersonal with regard to hiring a manager, what kind of decisions as the regional body would be considering in the approval authority?
Sure. That's a good question, Supervisor. You know, the main task that the approval authority is given by the federal government is to give final approval to how their federal grant money is allocated in the Bay Area. Every year, the federal government, for a variety of grants, gives a chunk of money to the Bay Area, we'll say for the Urban Area Security Initiative grant. They give us roughly around $40 million every year. And it's up to the approval authority to give final sign-off on how that money is allocated for various projects around the region. Some of the money goes to projects that benefit the whole region. Some of it goes for individual projects for the San Francisco Police Department or Sheriff's Department or Contra Costa County Sheriff, et cetera. The jurisdictions that are members of the UWASI, they work together over a period of weeks and months to put together project proposals, and the staff at the UWASI does a final cut and says, okay, these ones meet the federal guidelines and these ones don't, and these ones are priorities and these ones don't. And then it falls to the approval authority to make the final decision on how the money's going to be allocated. That's their main task.
And since San Francisco had possessed two votes in the regional council, is that proportion also reflected in the more executive organization on behalf of the?
You know, it actually is, although it's more because we are the fiscal agent that we actually tend to have more employees in the executive organization. The general manager of the UWASI is a San Francisco employee. We actually hired him in August. It's Craig Dietzick, who for a long time was a senior employee at the assessor's office and has great expertise in financial management and grant management and personnel management. He's been a fantastic hire. So he's a San Francisco employee, and we actually insisted on that in San Francisco because we are the fiscal agent. We want one of our city employees to be the general manager, since our city as fiscal agent is legally responsible for these funds. And we think that that's been a really, really good for San Francisco. And I would say at least half of the employees on the staff over there are from San Francisco. And out of fairness to our regional partners, there are others from other cities as well.
And what can we look forward to, since I know that a lot of this is about preparation, being ready, being on alert.
Yep.
What in the evolution of emergency management preparedness for man-made or natural disasters, what have you, can we look forward to the next years? So I know there's always drills, there's always these kind of simulations that occur that try to unite the different agencies and different emergency scenarios.
Yes.
What changes now as we, I'm sure we're looking for new sort of scenarios or new kind of challenges to
sure.
test ourselves by.
Sure, absolutely, Supervisor. And you know, I will put a caveat in that the ways that we spend the money are directed by the federal government, so we have to spend it in ways that they tell us are okay. But you know, you're right. We always are looking for emerging threats and new challenges to be sure that we're prepared for. I mean, one of the best ways to do that is to bring law enforcement agencies together and be sure that they are practicing communicating and talking, so that no matter what comes up, they have relationships with each other and they know how to talk to each other. And so, you know, I'll throw two things out there. You know, we recently finished our Urban Shield exercise. This is an annual law enforcement exercise that happens every October. And police and sheriff's departments from around the Bay Area and even some internationally, we had a team from Israel come. And they're here for 3 days in the Bay Area and they practice different scenarios so that they know how to respond and work well together for whatever challenge arises in the future. Another major focus for us is interoperable communications, and we know we've talked to you extensively about that. I know you're very familiar. But we are trying to build a radio system so that police, fire, and sheriff can talk to each other throughout the Bay Area and not just share voice but share data, so that, you know, we all talk on our smartphones and Blackberries. We want law enforcement to have devices like this so that they can look at video of a crime scene or a video of a fire in progress, or download the floor plan of a burning building, or look at a mugshot, transmit data, and that will allow them to better meet the challenges of whatever disaster scenarios arise.
Great. Any further discussion? Okay. Seeing none, any public comment? No public comment. Why don't we take this with recommendation? Advance to the full board. So moved.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Madam Clerk, is there any further business before us?
No, Mr. Chairman.
All right. This is probably one of the shortest meetings in our history. This meeting is now adjourned. Thank you. Have a good day.